injuries. We've got really Anthony Fasano is the primary one with a sprained ankle. He will not practice today. We'll see how Brandon does. He went through the walkthrough and did that, and then we'll just see how he does this afternoon. He's got an AC sprain, but should be. I'm sorry, yeah, Brandon Albert. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everybody else will practice. First of all, the 13 families and their loss in the Washington, D.C. area, our hearts go out for them. I know the National Football League feels that way, as do the Kansas City Chiefs. So tragic deal, really tragic. We look forward to having the opportunity to play in the Philadelphia Eagles. We know they're a good football team. We know it's Thursday night. We understand that. It's an electric place to play, and our guys are gearing up. They'll have their primary practice today, I know they're looking forward to the opportunity of playing a good football team. Time's yours.
Andy, King's
column
this week, he was talking about Dallas Smith. Have you given a plays a call during the game? How much is that going on? How many plays a game is Alex Smith called for you guys?
Well, he has the option at the line to get us in and out, situations. Probably a handful or so. I mean, that's what he does. You see a lot of quarterbacks around the league do that. So, but I was telling Peter, that's one of his strengths, is he sees things and feels comfortable doing that. So, and he makes good decisions, most of all.
Is it early in the quarterback-coach relationship for you to be doing that? Is he kind of ahead of schedule, or for the guys you know before, was he able to do that kind of stuff for you?
Well, I haven't been really in this situation. I mean, the last time I was in this situation, I had Doug Peterson as a quarterback. So, when we first went to – right, yeah. No, they both were able – all the quarterbacks were able to do certain things with it and make sure they put you in a good position.
Speaking to Doug, yesterday he said nickel and diming, as he called it, on offense isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially when you play a team – like the Eagles, and you might want to keep their defense on the field more. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, listen, you guys asked me what my – I'm not a big stat guy, but I'll tell you, I'm big into the final score and how many points you score and how many you allow. I think that's important. I'm also big into turnovers on both sides of the ball, and we keep it that simple. So we don't – do the four corner stall or any of that. That's not what we try to do. We're going to try to score points to the best of our ability, and then on the defensive side, we're going to try not to allow the opponent obviously to score points. So I mean that's just I think most coaches in this league would probably say the same thing, but that's the objective. But we really don't we're not slowing down the possession. Throwing game in this offense has always been a big part of it. That's what Doug, I know, believes in, and he understands how it works. And at the same time, we were able to get some big hitters the other day, which were also good. So we had a good little mix going there. The obvious thing is you'd like to score more points. We're playing pretty good defense too. So they have a lot of talent on that defense.
As you look at them on tape, Philadelphia, how different is their offense from what everybody else runs? All we hear is how much difference there is.
Well, no, it's different. I mean, it's exciting. It's an exciting offense. Chip's done a heck of a job with installing it and getting a lot done in a short period of time there. So, the obvious is the production. So the numbers are great. So you know that it carries over and from the college level. You see the high schools and the colleges doing it now really predominantly throughout the country. And so it made that transition into the National Football League, and it looks like he's done that very well.
Most of the players are the same, though, and you know them very well. How does that help?
Well, they've got good players. So and that's they're back and they're healthy and doing a nice job.
And their defense has been on the field a lot. You don't see time of possession this week is more important than any other week. They're all the same to you, no matter who you play?
Well, if you, in a perfect world, you'd love to keep the ball as you can and score as many points as you can, right? So, but I don't, you can't, that's not something that you gauge. That's, you can't do that in this league. You've got to do what you think is best against that defensive opponent that you're playing. So whatever mix and whatever you feel your talent matchups are with their talent matchups, that's how you go about business there.
Donovan's having his jersey retired. How about, could you give us your thoughts on him, your long relationship with him?
Yeah, well, I love Donovan McNabb. I think he's a great person, and he's a great football player. I was very fortunate to have a lot of guys like that there that were tremendous people, but obviously we weren't able to do what we did there without Donovan McNabb. So I know that he's very honored to have his number retired. I think it's a special day for him. He'll have a lot of his teammates back with him, and I think that's important for him. So, and he deserves every bit of that, all the accolades that he gets, whatever he gets, he deserves. He did great things for that organization.
Are you glad to be there?
I am. I probably won't be able to enjoy it other than being there. I'm honored that he did it this week, and you know, I appreciate that. I wish I was able to, you know, enjoy it with him. But under the circumstances, we're going there to play a football game and a heck of a football team.
Yeah, you said this isn't about you this week, but it would only be natural to think about it some. How much have you thought about it? What do you think it's going to be like on Thursday?
Yeah, you know what? I honestly haven't gone there. I mean, that's just not how my mind works. I'm pretty simple with that. They don't care whether I think about them or don't think about them. Matter of fact, they'd probably be happy if I was thinking about them and get caught up in the emotion as opposed to thinking about them as a good football team. And so I won't go there. That's not what I'm going to do. This is about our football team. It's not about me. It's not a one-man show. It has nothing to do with that. That was demonstrated when we had an opportunity to play the Cowboys. I mean, that was a team effort. And so this will take a team effort when we play the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's just, you know, that's what I believe in, and I know.
Michael said he wants to play for his coach this week, Walt Charles, that he wants to win this week for his coach this week. Do you feel that sentiment from your players?
Well, listen, I've said this from the time that I got here. This crew right here, this team, has they've got there's a special spirit about this group. I mean, they've worked their tail off, and as a coach, I mean, how much more can you really ask for than that? Than their dedication and their want to. And so, I appreciate everything that they've done. With time here, you've grown close as a team, and that will continue on. There's some great personalities on this team that I appreciate being around and enjoy being around.
Andy, do you remember your reaction the first time somebody walked in your office and said, Michael Vick?
Well, unfortunately, I was playing against him. So I remember when he was available. It made the ground shake. I don't remember that, but I knew before he ever came to the Philadelphia Eagles, I knew what kind of player he was, obviously. I mean, I'm one of the top players in the National Football League, and even though he had a short hiatus away, he came back, he worked his tail off to come back and be what he is now. It's tribute to second chances and opportunities. I mean, he took full advantage of that in a lot of ways. That's the thing I'm most proud of him for, not his accomplishments on the football field, but being the dad he is and the husband and so on. Those are the important things.
You've had Keen Jordan for a while now. How it starts for you. How much growth have you seen in him over the years, and what's the biggest area of improvement you've seen in him?
Well, I have had him. He's the pride and joy of those Richmond Spiders there. That he's a heck of a kid, tough. I mean, tough. There's nothing flashy about him. He's a tough special teams player. That's where he made his name. He's had an opportunity here to start. He started for me a number of games in Philadelphia and did a nice solid job for us. He's doing the same thing here. And he's not a flashy personality. He's not a flashy football player. He just goes and he's going to give you an honest day's work every day and just dirty tough. I mean, tough, tough kid.
Last one, Andy. Travis Kelce hadn't practiced or played much lately. What's his readiness if you meet him Thursday night? What's his readiness to help you guys out?
I'd probably tell you the same that it's been. You know, I mean, that part hasn't necessarily changed. He's working through this thing, and we're trying to spot him as much time as we possibly can so that it continues to get better. He's making progress in that area. So that's kind of where we're at with him right now.
Not realistic to think he could be what he was a few weeks ago?
Well, he's still working through the injury. That's what he's doing, and he's getting there.
Andy, the most important question of the week, Pats or Geno's?
Well, listen, there haven't been a lot, and you're kind of in the same boat with me, but I'm telling you, so there's not probably a cheesesteak or a barbecue that you and I haven't liked, and so I'm right there. They're both top-notch, and I won't be visiting either one this week, so I'm going to let you do that for me.
Last one to transition from. Coach, can you just speak? I know you said after week one you were impressed with how the conditioning of your team, and given the fast pace going into Thursday night, how that's going to benefit you guys Thursday night.
Well, right, the guys have worked. They've worked extremely hard, and they've fought through a couple heat games and done a good job of that. This will be a different situation. It's going to be cooler, and it's a night game, and so on. So I don't think for either team it's going to be necessarily thing of conditioning, other than the team that plays the best ends up winning the game. I mean, that's how this one will work, I'm sure.